Aye.
Opposed?
Here.
No? I'm going to call the roll. Mr. Burton?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Chair votes no. The motion is tied 2-2. In that case, the motion is denied. Our next, the motion is denied, and what will be?
Under the rules for the Planning and Zoning Commission, if something does not receive 3 votes, it's deemed a disapproval. So that's how it'll be reported up to County Council, that it was deemed to be disapproved.
If there's anyone here that has an interest in this application, I just remind you that this body makes a recommendation to County Council. They will vote on this same application based on what they heard at their public hearing and the recommendation they received from us. And under the circumstances, it's anybody's guess as to how they're going to vote. So,
Mr. Chairman,
yes,
would it be okay? Would it be appropriate for me to explain
my
vote?
If you wish, yeah.
Sure. I was actually going to suggest that way, if there's a question by council, they would know, the reason behind some of the votes.
I'm not finding fault with Mr. Johnson's motion. I think he did, as usual, he did a very detailed job. Maybe even a little too much. I was not satisfied that there was a sufficient record established by the applicant or the applicant's representative who spoke when he had his chance to speak. We had a better representation by someone that spoke in favor, but I don't consider them to be a qualified presenter to present the plan in front of us. They were speaking in favor of. I have no way of knowing, just if what they said was accurate. As I say, your motion, I think, did a lot of detail, but I think it may have gone too far. I don't want to see us in a position where we're helping an applicant too much, where if they'd have had a more professional site plan, which you pointed out all the deficiencies in that, if they had employed perhaps an attorney or a professional engineer that would know how to present a plan in front of this body, I think I could vote better on that. And I was a little bit afraid of having it run up there as contract zoning. Didn't much like the idea of the Collins Avenue as a possible entrance. In this vicinity, I think it was with the Rehoboth Beach Film Society, we'd had somewhat of a similar issue, people in that subdivision being subject to possible traffic coming into an older established subdivision where they may not have bought in. So not so much, picking apart your motion, but I could not be supportive of it. It may have been too encouraging to the applicant. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Vice Chairman.
Very good. All right, then. Our next item is conditional use number 1896, Timothy S. Miller.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners, I have a motion for this.